Catch a wave and you're sitting on top of the world.
This is Catching a Wave with your host, Jammin' James Riley. The sounds of summer, surf, and good time rock and roll.
And if this isn't your idea of fun, then you're a rat thing.
Hello!
Hello!
Hello, baby.
Hello, everybody. I'm Jammin' James Riley.
Here I come to save the day.
You're listening to Catching a Wave, where it's summer all year long. Coming up, a trio of songs with the word holiday in the title, in case you need a daydream about a vacation holiday, from Chris Isaak, Annette Funicello, and Lindsey Buckingham. Beth Riley has a great deep track from the Beach Boys in her Surf's Up, Beth's Beach Boys break. We hear about an 11-year-old surfer that has surfed more than 700 days in a row and raising money for various causes. We have a tsunami in the forecast, two out of this world songs in a galaxy far, far away from the Kaputniks. And we drop a coin in the Jammin' James jukebox to hear our selection of the week. Plus, we've got great songs from the Creature Preachers, the Go-Go's, the Exotics, Draculina, Slink Moss Explosion, the Monkees, D.D. Ray paying tribute to Link Ray, the Basilantros, the Transonics, Duke Galaxy and the Pipeliners, and still there's more. Let's kick it off with a tune from their brand new EP, March of the Crabs. It's Los Dedos and Collapse.
Hey, this is Willie from Los Dedos, and you're listening to our friend Jammin' James Riley on Catching a Wave Radio.
Hey, this is David from the Transonics, and you're listening to Catching a Wave with our pal Jammin' James Riley.
That's new from the Transonics, coming to us from Columbia, South Carolina, and the tune, Yes and No. Our Jam and James Jukebox selection of the week is coming up later. It's the B-side to this band's super popular tune, Mr. Moto. They were an early and influential band, and after their split, they went on to form and join other bands like Eddie and the Showman, the Standales, Catmother and the All Night Newsboys, the Jim Fuller version of the Safaris, and the Challengers. This song was originally a drinking song written in 1869 and remained a well-known folk song covered by Glenn Miller Orchestra, Billy May Orchestra, and others. The answer and the song coming up later. Right now, brand new from the Creature Preachers, Part-Time Frankenstein.
Hi, this is Greg from the Creature Preachers, and you're listening to Catching a Wave with Jammin' James Riley.
Surfer, have you ever considered propane as an alternative energy source for that board of yours?
More music!
More music!
We'll be right back.
having a heat wave and going out over the radio waves here on Catching a Wave. We just heard the Go-Go's from 1982's Vacation album and the tune Get Up and Go. Before that, Duke Galaxy and the Pipeliners with Moondog's Revenge. Moondog is the drummer, by the way, from their compilation called Duct Tape, Palm Trees, and Flying Pineapples. Up next, a trio of tunes to take you on a holiday. Three tunes with holiday in the title. We've got Chris Isaak, Annette Funicello, and this one from the 1983 film National Lampoon's Vacation. You'll recognize this immediately. It's Lindsey Buckingham and Holiday Road.
Sorry, folks. Park's closed. The moose out front should have told you.
Yes, we're here to see Mr. Roy Wally.
What is your name, sir?
Clark W. Griswold.
Wondering what went wrong with a love that seems so strong, that summer holiday, that holiday. They were closing down the rides, all the people had gone inside. I stood out there and cried, that summer holiday, that holiday. And I wonder, do you ever, ever, ever think of me? Where it used to be. And I wonder, do you ever, ever, ever miss me too? The way that I miss you on that summer holiday. Holiday with you. La 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 la. On that summer holiday. And I wonder, do you ever, ever, ever think of me? When you
up a holiday trio, three tunes with Holiday in the title, Chris Isaak, and Summer Holiday from his 2009 album Mr. Lucky. Also Annette Funicello from 1963, Surfer's Holiday. Our Jam and James jukebox selection of the week is coming up later. It's the B-side to this band's super popular tune, Mr. Moto, from late 1961. They were an early and influential band, and after their split, they went on to form and join other bands like Eddie and the Showman, the Standales, Cat Mother, and the All Night Newsboys, the Jim Fuller version of the Surfaris, and the Challengers. And this song was originally a drinking song written in 1869, remained a well-known folk song, been covered by Glenn Miller Orchestra, Billy May Orchestra, and others. The answer and the song coming up later, but right now, it's time to hit the waves with Beth Riley.
It's time for Surf's Up.
Beth's Beach Boys break.
Surf's Up. I'm Beth Riley, and this is my Beach Boys break, where you'll hear a deep track or a lesser-known song by the Beach Boys to get you surfing right along. This song can be found on their 1967 album, Smiley Smile. It was written by Brian Wilson and features Carl Wilson on lead vocals. Let's catch the party wave with Me Tonight. This has been Surf's Up, Best Beach Boys Break on Catching a Wave.
On and on she goes, dum-be-doo-da. On and on she goes, dum-be-doo. On and on she goes, dum-be-doo-da. On and on she goes, dum-be-doo. On and on she goes, dum-be-doo-da. On and on she go, dum-be-doo. On and on you go, dum-be-doo-da. On and on you go, dum-be-doo.
With me tonight, I know you're with me tonight.
She go, dum-be-doo.
You're with me tonight. I know you're with me tonight.
She go, dum-be-doo.
Sure you're
Jam and James Riley, and you're tuned to Catching a Wave, where it's summer all year long, even if it's just in your mind. We just heard the Monkees, and the tune you may recognize from a couple episodes of their TV show called All the King's Horses. Now, I mentioned this story at the start of the show. An 11-year-old surfer named Carter Dorley has surfed over 700 days in a row to help raise money for various causes. He started learning how to surf at age 5 and then really focused on it when the pandemic shut down playgrounds, hockey courts, and skate parks. But the beach was still open. With the attention this has drawn, he's used it to raise money for causes such as Funny Farm Rescue and Animal Sanctuary, Surf Aid, Heart of Surfing, Humane Society of Atlantic County, and others. And we say, great job, Carter. Want a way to be a positive role model? You can follow all of his efforts on his Instagram page that his mom maintains, at Carter Catches Waves. And you're tuned to Catching a Wave. Here's the Basilantros, and the tune, Grass Never Sleeps. the Exotics from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and Surf Burglar. They're going to be at the Third Coast Surf Fest on July 9th, 2022. Info at thirdcoastsurffest.com. Also in the mix, Draculina and a cover of The Shadows tune The Stranger. Time now to check on the tsunami in the forecast.
Two girls for every
Tsunami is a chance to play two in a row from an artist. This time it's the Kaputniks from Ontario, Canada, and a couple of songs that are out of this world. You'll recognize the theme to Star Wars.
We would be honored if you would join us.
But first, we'll boldly go with the Star Trek theme. This is the Kaputniks on Catching a Wave, Tsunami.
Good evening, Death Star. Tonight, a special report on the controversial attack on Alderaan.
While some view the attack as unwarranted, the Empire has obtained proof that Alderaan was in possession of weapons of mass destruction. And now let's go to our five-day forecast. What's the weather like, Ollie?
Space weather!
Thanks, Ollie.
Thank you.
It's the sounds of summer, surf, and good time rock and roll. This is Catching a Wave. I'm Jammin' James Riley, helping you feel like summer all year long. It's time now to find out what our Jammin' James Jukebox selection of the week is. So let's drop a quarter in the jukebox. This is the B-side to this band's super popular tune, Mr. Moto, from late 1961. They were an early and influential band. After their split, some of the members went on to form and join other bands like Eddie and the Showmen, the Standales, Catmother and the All Night Newsboys, the Jim Fuller version of the Surfaris, and the Challengers. This song was originally a drinking song written in 1869, remained a well-known folk song, been covered by Glenn Miller, Billy May Orchestra, and others. This is the Bel Airs in Little Brown Jug on the Jammin' James Jukebox.
This is Mr. Moss from Slink Moss Explosion, and you're listening to my buddy Jammin' James Riley on Catching a Wave.
Explode into one, explode into
the album Floating Ghost Hotel, it's Slink Moss Explosion with Let's Explode. I mentioned earlier, we got a new tune from Dee Dee Ray playing tribute to Link Ray, no relation, but just a fan like the rest of us. This is Rumble Girl.
Hi, amigos. This is Dee Dee Ray, and you're listening to Catching a Wave with Jammin' James Riley.
Thank you.
fitting that since we just paid tribute to Link Wray, that we should end the show with a Link Wray tune. That's Moped Baby from the 1997 album Shadow Man on Ace Records. Hey, next time you're surfing the web, say hello to us on social media. Email is catchingawaveradio@gmail.com. Let us know your comments and requests. Always love to hear from you. I'm Jammin' James Riley, and I've got more summery tunes for you next time on the only place where it's summer all year long. This is Catching a Wave.